From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a new tool to battle Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force to fight the militant group Boko Haram will be up and running by the end of the month.
We believe forming this effective ring around Boko Haram base in Nigeria will certainly be effective in changing the situation.
Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a four-day visit to Washington. He met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday. Burundians voted in a presidential election Tuesday, highlighted by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to win a third term and an opposition boycott. Critics said Mr. Nkurunziza should not be allowed to serve a third term. U.S. President Barack Obama demanded Tuesday that Iran release three Americans it is holding and help find a fourth believed to be in the country. Mr. Obama told a Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Pittsburgh that the U.S. will not relent until Americans unjustly detained in Iran are allowed to come home.
Journalist Jason Rezaian should be released. Pastor Saeed Abedini should be released. Amir Hekmati, a former sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, should be released. Iran needs to help us find Robert Levinson. These Americans need to be back home with their families.
President Obama. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met Tuesday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The talks come a week after the finalization of an Iran nuclear agreement that Mr. Netanyahu opposes. Carter sought to reassure Israel on Monday, calling the country the bedrock of American strategy in the Middle East. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementing the international nuclear agreement with Iran will make the world safer, improve the standard of living for Iranians, and potentially open up other opportunities between the United States and Iran.
This deal needed to get the nuclear issue off the table because we were threatened with the possibility of a nuclear arms race in the entire region, and nobody benefits from that.
Kerry was interviewed by VOA's Persian service. Ohio Governor John Kasich Tuesday joined the crowded field of people seeking the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination. The 63-year-old Kasich is the 16th Republican candidate in the race. The Pentagon says longtime al-Qaeda operative Muhsin el-Fadli was killed in a U.S. airstrike July 8th while traveling near Sarmata in Syria. A spokesman says al-Fadli is a senior al-Qaeda facilitator who was among the few who received advanced notification of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S. Pope Francis on Tuesday called on world leaders to take a very strong stand on climate change at a United Nations summit later this year in Paris. The Pope spoke at a Vatican conference attended by dozens of mayors and governors from around the world. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says security and trade will top the agenda during President Barack Obama's visit to the country this week. Gabe Joselow reports.
Speaking from State House in Nairobi Tuesday, President Kenyatta said security and investment go hand in hand, and both will be discussed during Mr. Obama's visit. President Obama is coming to Kenya to co-host the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, along with the Kenyan president, and to hold bilateral meetings. Relations between the two countries have been strained in the past due to international criminal court charges against President Kenyatta and his deputy, William Ruto, for their alleged roles in orchestrating the violence that followed the 2007 election. Gabe Joselow, Nairobi.
Japan's defense ministry says China's maritime activities in the East China Sea are among the major threats to the country's security. The ministry lashed out at China's development of undersea oil and gas reserves in the East China Sea, as well as its increasing military presence near a series of Japanese-controlled islands. The report denounced China's activities in the resource-rich South China Sea, where China has begun building several artificial islands. Meanwhile, Japan's lower house of parliament approved legislation that will loosen restraints on Japan's self-defense forces. That legislation will allow Japan's military to defend friendly countries that come under attack. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.